Thank you, Sister Melissa. Know, woman of God, that this is a season where the Lord has prepared yourself, because I'm doing a new thing in your life, and I'm bringing you into a season and into a place where God says you're going to begin to put an end to some things from the past. And you're going to begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee, Sister Melissa, in a brand new way. And you're going to see until the middle of September that God says it's time for you to bring order to your goals and your social ties. And the Lord says this do things, and these two things can bring problems in one or more or both of these areas. Someone you know through either business or group connections may become a almost like a pest or a burden. God says watch them, but don't feed into their drama, and don't let them draw you into stuff. The Lord says don't let anyone draw you into their power plays. You may have to shift priorities, at least temporarily. And yet God says unto thee that you're going to be meeting a lot of new people. And you're going to find that God said, I'm going to sweeten your relationships. I'm going to sweeten your relationships. And you're going to begin to see great improvement all around thee. For the Lord says you must be patient in this season as you're going through a season of a personal transformation. And the Lord says he's going to bless you. Watch how you lift up heavy objects or things of that nature. Avoid heavy physical labor on the 26th and the 27th of this month. Woman of God, know that this is a season of some real awesome blessings and some real awesome opportunities that Father God desires to bring into your life. And you're going to just really begin to see a move of the Spirit, Sister Melissa. For the Lord said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. And the Lord says, you need to go ahead and start that business. You need to start that business. I don't know why you're sleeping on this business that you're supposed to be doing with someone. Business, because you have a great gift for management and structure. You need to be doing some things surrounding business, because God says there's also music in you. There's music deep down inside of you as well, woman of God. And God says, don't just let it go to waste. Put your gifts to use. It's time for you to begin to put your gifts to use and all that Father God has placed deep down inside of thee. I want to thank you, woman of God, for releasing the seed. And know, Sister Melissa, that the Lord says, don't be temperamental in this season. Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. This is a season where the Lord says, I'm leading thee and I'm guiding thee. Something maybe even around some kind of a mortgage or refinancing. It seems like it's going to begin to work out in your favor. Some kind of substantial settlement or some kind of a court case or a big court settlement or the, some kind of something or property. Whatever this thing is, the Lord says, seems like this something is going to begin to work out in your favor that is going to begin to bless you in an unusual way. For the spirit of favor is all around thee. For the Lord says you're going to begin to hear instant good financial news. God says instant good financial news. And you're going to hear a great deal of opportunities happening for thee that is going to begin to bless you. New doors, new connections, financial negotiations will also work out for you as well. You might even be joining or doing something with someone as well, and another area that can end up blessing you as well, saith the Lord of hosts. Prepare, because God says you're going to be known by many, many people, and you're going to see great favor opening up for thee. And you're going to see, Sister Melissa, that the pressure is beginning to fade away. It's fading away. And you're going to see that your proven strength shall be the thing that causes you to prosper, yea, even in this season, and yea, even in this hour. Travel is also in the picture for thee as well. But woman of God, listen to the word that was spoken to you from the other prophets during the live call. Know that increase is all around you, and you're going to really begin to see the favor of the Lord do some unusual things. I see someone that you care about. I don't know if it's your husband. The Lord says something around his back he's touching. He's his back. He might also, or you might be involved in some kind of an inheritance, or again, commissions, or something, settlement, or winning some kind of a contest prize or scholarship or some kind of tuition, the financial aid or commissions, whatever it is, it can come any one of those areas into your hands. But God says between now and next year, it's going to be very favorable because your bank account is going up. And that is the word of the Lord.
Team of Prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Melissa Noko?
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's challenging you in this season,
God is saying that he's going to cause you to do things out of the normal, but God is saying for you not to fret. I hear God saying that he's going to stretch you, and God is saying that it's going to be for the good, because God is saying that he's going to get those things out of you that you're trying to compress, and that's the word of the Lord.
Praise God, and I so concur with Prophetess Deaconess Victoria. God says, with the 88, I saw the chains breaking off of your wrist, and I saw the chains breaking off of your mind. I saw the spiritual strongholds being broken, and God says, this is the time that you're going to be moving up and elevating, and you're going to begin to prosper like never before, and I see you taking forth, and you will show and lead others into that new day, into that promise that God has given to them as well. God says the prophetess is going to come forth out of you and shall come forth powerfully and mightily. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Noko. I hear the word of the Lord saying no isn't an option. Father God says yes. Father God says this is your season of reward and harvest. This is your season of justice. I do hear Father God says, woman of God, you're running the winning race and you're not going to faint. You are going to gain new momentum and new strength. God says no more sadness, no more depression. Father God says this is your season where you're coming into the new knowingness of self and the new knowingness of what God has for you. So woman of God, God says rise up and know that this is the season for you, and this is the season that God has ordained. Woman of God, have you been offered I'm looking at a raise. I'm looking at a promotion. Are you in for a raise and a promotion, woman of God?
We all had received a 30% raise in July. That was it, you know, that was it. Anything else, I don't know.
Okay. Well, woman of God, I just hear Father God says, walk in the intention and the expectation, knowing that what he's promised you is being delivered. I see a reward coming. So God says, go to sleep in the posture of just walking and receiving it. Amen?
Amen.